So you were going to tell us about the prisoner of war.
Yeah. What, at Lavin?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there's, what was there? 20. There's 100 there, prisoners. There. We used to take out, lorries used to come in. We used to go in with the lorries and take them out to the different farms and all that. But the friendship with them on the farms, if they're good, we'd be able to, if they behave themselves, we never had no complaints with them. If you had trouble with one, you went back at night and complained, you never see him no more. He went back, you know. They didn't dare to play hard.
Yeah.
Only trouble we had was the land army goes. The land army goes in one field, and the parish people would keep walking down the fence. You know? Only natural, I suppose, but they are. But no, we had good, actually. I mean, there were rations for a day. It was terrible. They used to get a tea ration, but most of the Germans drink coffee. But in them days, tin coffee was never rationed. Why, I don't know. But I knew a shop I could go and get tins of coffee. You know, powdered coffee. So I used to take their tea bags, the tea, and I used to make their coffee.
Yeah.
That's how we used to get on.
We'd done
the same, work with them, the same as you'd done with... You know, as I say, if they behaved themselves, they was all right.
Yeah.
And I mean, they say, come up to you and say, like, we're sugar beet. Well, then, can we take some sugar beet? Yeah, you can have some sugar beet. And the farmer come out, I said, they want some bags of sugar beet. And the farmer said, well, I don't know what they want it for. But I said, let's give it to them. So we give them a bag of sugar beet. When I went in them Monday morning, there was syrup in these tins. And they'd done it in the camp. Out the sugar beet, they made syrup. And that, so they sweetened their tea with this syrup they made out of the sugar beet. But I don't know how they done it. They done it over the weekend, like, you know. And that, they used to make toys for kids, carve out wood. Yeah. Where I was lodging, there was kids there. And coming up to Christmas, and one said, yeah, I said, no, he's made a lorry.
Yeah.
And he's done it with a penknife.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So you work with them, it's worked with them. As I say, as long as they behave themselves.
Yeah.
And that sergeant I met in Germany, is smashing bloke, you know. But as I say, they didn't want to...
Did they mostly speak English then?
Most of them spoke English,
did they?
Yeah.
Enough to get by?
Well, their language, their school language is two lessons, English and German.
Yeah.
You know, that's their way. It was before the war.
Yeah.
You know, and they still do it today.
Yeah.
The two languages. Yeah.
Yeah.